A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Adoluju, Lead Pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Salmon the UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. For our meditation and discussion, we're considering the Word of God from the Book of Acts of the Apostles, chapter number 7 and in verse number 17. The scripture says, "But when the time of the promise drew near, which God had sworn to Abraham, the people grew and multiplied in Egypt." When God is about to do something in the life of a person, a community, a nation, God keeps sending his word. The word of God keeps coming back. The promise keeps coming back. God keeps reassuring his people that this is what I am set to do. I am God. And what you hear constantly is what you believe. What you believe is what you behave. What you behave is what you become. A man is a sum total of the words that is constantly spoken unto him. So what word is being spoken unto you? What word are you hearing? You are hearing the word of God's promise unto you again, the time of promise. I am asked to remind you of the promise of God concerning you and to let you know that the time for the fulfillment of those things that God has said concerning you has come. The time has arrived for the fulfillment of the promise of God for your life, for your destiny. You are listening to me this very moment. You have been waiting on God. You have been trusting God for the performance of the word that he has spoken unto you. You have been believing God for the coming to pass of the word that has come your way, the word you have seen, the word that came to you as a rhema, the word you have heard that you have embraced, the promises of God in the scriptures that you have come to believe. You have been waiting for the performance of these words for quite some time now, but the Lord has sent me to you at this very time to let you know that now is the time of promise. And that's why we're considering the time of promise by way of reminder. You are being reminded of the things that you have heard before, of the things that you have been told before, that the time of promise is now. The time of promise is the fullness of time. Don't ever forget, the things of God are done within time. God is outside of time and making things happen in people's lives within time. God is not controlled by time. He lived, he existed, he's been God before there was time. And now that there is time, he is God. When there will be time no more, God will still be God. God is not controlled. God is not moved. God is not determined by time. He determines time. He is the author of time. And so God is outside of time, manipulating time, controlling time, and making things happen in the life of a person within time. So the time for the fulfillment of the promise of God in your life is now. I am convinced you are eating your Kairos moment, the season of fulfillment, the season of performance. That moment is here. In a man's Kairos moment, it is the fullness of time for that person, the fullness of time. And things begin to happen for him that he has been pursuing, that he has been pressing after, that he has been longing for. God brings them into his time and he begins to make them happen for him. I see things begin to happen for you by the Spirit of the living God. I see amazing doors beginning to open for you now. I see great things begin to happen. I see those things coming to pass in your life. I see your miracles and your blessings gathering themselves together into your life, into your family, into your destiny, into your business. I see things coming together for you. The Bible says in the Valley of Beraka, the children of Israel gathered blessings. These were the men who moved from battle to blessings. They began to gather and they spent days gathering the blessings of God. It's time for you to begin to gather the fulfillment of the promises of God for your life. Let me remind you, when it is the time of your promise, according to the scriptures that we read, the Bible says at the time of promise, the people grew and they multiply. At the time of promise, prophecies and promises are performed in your life. And you may not do more than you have always done. but you begin to get results that you have than you have ever gotten. That is exactly how God does his things. That's how God makes things happen in the life of his people. Don't ever forget, you may not do more than you have always done. You will get results than you have ever gotten. God simply works for his great name's sake. In the book of Ezekiel chapter 20 and in verse number 9, I walk, God speaking there, for my great name's sake, so that it be not blasphemed among the Gentiles. The English Standard Version of that verse is, but I acted for the sake of my name, that it should not be profaned in the sight of the nations among whom they lived. So God is going to act for the sake of his name. And God cannot deny himself. God's name, that is the greatest name, the name that is above every other name. So God said, I am going to act for the sake of my name. And so at the time of promise, God acts for the sake of his name. Prophecies and promises are performed and fulfilled in your life. Secondly, at the time of promise, the Bible says, when the time of promise drew near, which God had sworn to Abraham, the people grew and multiply. So there is growth and multiplication in the time of promise. Get set for growth. Growth of your business, growth in your finances, growth in your family, growth for your children, growth in everything you lay your hands upon. Growth and multiplication. Don't forget, like I said earlier, you don't have to do more than you have always done. You will simply record results than you have ever recorded, because it is your time of promise. And at that time of promise, there is growth and there is multiplication. There will be growth and multiplication in your life because it is your time of promise. Get set. There will be unusual growth and multiplication in your life and in your destiny. The people grew and multiply. You will grow and you will multiply in the name of Jesus. Number three, in the time of promise, there is prosperity in adversity. We go back to that passage of scriptures. At the time of promise, the people grew and they multiply. But you must, however, understand that it was a time of adversity in the lives of the children of Israel. A look at the word of God in the book of Exodus, chapter number 1, and in verse number 12, will reveal the situation under which they grew. The Bible says they were oppressed. There was a new king over Egypt who did not know Joseph. And he said to his people, these people are too strong and too many and mighty for us. Let's deal shrewdly with them, lest they multiply. And if war breaks out, they join our enemies and fight against us and escape from the land. Therefore, let they set taskmasters over them to afflict them with heavy burdens. So they afflicted the children of Israel with heavy burdens. But verse 12 now says, but the more they were oppressed, the more they multiplied, and the more they spread abroad, so much that the Egyptians were in dread of the children of Israel. Their result terrified their adversaries and their enemies. God is going to give you great result in adversity. Whatever the adverse condition or the situation you may be in at the moment, don't waste it. God is about to turn that adversity to prosperity in your life. When the time of promise comes in the life of a man, God causes him to prosper in adverse conditions. There is prosperity in adversity. In the time of adversity, serious affliction, the children of Israel grew and they multiplied. And that's exactly what God is going to make happen in your life. It is your time of promise. And don't forget, in your time of promise, prophecies and promises are performed and fulfilled. Don't forget, you don't have to do more than you have always done. You will get results more than you have ever gotten. In the time of promise, there's growth, there's multiplication. And in your time of promise, you prosper in adversity. There is prosperity in adversity. Get set. Look out for this. God has said it. And God is not a man that he should lie, or a son of man that he should change his mind. Has he said, and will he not do it? Or has he spoken, and will he not fulfill it? He will bring it to pass as he has spoken in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Let us pray. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray and say, Father, let there be a fulfillment of the prophecies concerning me and a performance of promises concerning me in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and pray. Father, I pray that there be a fulfillment of prophecies concerning me and a performance of promises concerning my life, my destiny, my family, my children. Let there be a performance. It is my time of promise. Let there be a performance of your promises. Let there be fulfillment of prophecies concerning me in Jesus' precious name. Lift up your voice and pray and say, Father, let there be growth and multiplication in every department of my life. Let there be growth. Let there be multiplication in the name of Jesus. My Father and my God, I pray, let there be growth and multiplication in every department of my life and of my destiny. Let there be growth and multiplication in every aspect of my life in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. I'd like you to lift up your voice and begin to pray. Father, in spite of the adversity of this age, let there be prosperity in my life, in my destiny, in my business, in all that I do. Let there be prosperity for me in the adversity of this present age and hour. Let there be prosperity in my life, in the things that I do, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, mighty Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. I declare it is the time of promise for you, the time for the fulfillment of prophecies and performance of promises concerning you. And I declare there shall be growth, there shall be multiplication in every aspect of your life. I declare you will prosper in adversity. In spite of the adversity of the present age, you will experience and record prosperity in the name of Jesus. So shall it be in Jesus' precious name. Amen. I invite my esteemed listener to join us for our in-depth and analytical teaching of God's Word later today, 5:30 p.m. at the Light Cathedral. You may wish to join this Bible study teaching on any of our social media platforms, on Facebook at LICCNG1, on Twitter at LICCNG, and on YouTube at Lighthouse International Christian Center. Follow me on YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, and Twitter at Yemi Graceman. The Lord bless you as you do. Forward this message and share the link with your contacts. You may wish to get in touch with me through this number 08023232474. Until I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Graceman Adoluju, wishing you a very glorious day, and the Lord bless you.